Blog Talk Radio.
The Venture X card from Capital One gives you premium travel benefits, like 2x miles on every purchase.
The noise canceling! You're being too loud. Thank you!
Good choice!
Ooh. My lucky number.
Earn 5x miles on flights.
Enjoy your stay.
Going up?
And 10x miles on hotels through Capital One Travel. Plus, get access to over 1,300 airport lounges.
White wine, please.
And maybe see the one and only Taylor Swift. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
This is Dr. Chinchilla Genesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Just leave all the madness in yesterday. You're holding the key.
This is a product of WBNN. This is the Casual Chat with Ava Holly. We are on air now from Lagos, Nigeria, and you can call in at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Welcome, welcome, everyone. For those of you that don't know me, I'm Ava Holly. I've been in radio since my college days at Penn State. I'm a singer-songwriter, author, designer, international blogger, and now international radio host, and the founder of 4A Star Entertainment, where we host and plan your events. We have cool things coming up moving into the new year, lots of stuff going on between the pandemic and events shutting down and coming back and all that stuff, but we've got a lot of cool things in the pipeline, so to say, including our charitable Ava's Eye Bags and more to come. So welcome to the WBNN. I'm Ava Holly, and we have our powerhouse duo with us tonight. So this is part 2 of the daily life of wearing many hats in the industry. Now, that was part one. So we're going to move into part two, which encompasses women in business. And before I introduce these two ladies, because they certainly need a proper introduction, I want to share with you some tidbits I found earlier this evening. So check out some of this stuff. And this was not researched under Lagos, Nigeria, under anything but women in business. So take a listen to this. Anna Sutherland Bissell, you can see where that's going already. She was the first CEO in the United States. Following the death of her husband in 1990, she became the CEO of Bissell Sweeper Company. The company was the largest organization of its kind in the world. She was also one of the first business owners to provide employees with pensions and other benefits, pioneering the way workers are treated. Going to the cosmetic industry, we go way back to Elizabeth Arden, Coco Chanel, and Estee Lauder, all owned and operated by women. One of the neat things I found out is that there is a woman named, now don't let me butcher this, but I will give it my best shot, Folarunsho Alakija. She is the most successful entrepreneur in Nigeria. She may not be as well known as Oprah or Beyonce, who were the top of the 18 most influential women in the world. Yet Folarunsho is worth $2.5 billion. Her first company was a tailoring company called Supreme Stitches. And that company did so well, talk about wearing many hats, that she branched out into the oil industry and the banking industry. Last year, she was named Forbes 96th most powerful women in the world. And on that note, I want to say hello to actress, model, photographer, and producer, Michelle DiBernardo. I also want to say hello to singer, radio host, event specialist, and very good friend, Tiana Speaks. Welcome, ladies. Michelle, I'm going to start out with you. How are you tonight?
Amazing. How are you?
I am just amazing. And I got to ask you, ladies, before we get into all the meat and potatoes of everything here, meat and potatoes, speaking of Thanksgiving Eve, I'd like to hear from both of you what you are thankful for this year, since we're coming upon a Thanksgiving holiday tomorrow. And Michelle, what are you thankful for this year? What's one thing that you are really thankful for?
I am really, really thankful that we are coming to a completion for Brain Hunter New Breed 1987. That is something to be very, very thankful for, crossing the finish line for the team.
That's so great that we're going to be talking about that tonight. So excited. And Miss Tiana, what are you thankful for this year?
I am thankful that God loved me enough to bless me with such amazing people in my life. I have, like, when I look around me, I am just blessed, like, by every single person that's in my life, including you, Ava, and Michelle, and Brother O. You know, I'm just, you know, sometimes I just can't believe it that I have such good people in my life, because at one point, you know, I didn't have such great people in my life, but I changed that myself. So I'm very thankful.
They say everything leads you to where you are, right? So we have to go through some of those things to come out to the next phase. You know what I mean? Later when Brother O comes on, we'll ask him what he is thankful for this year. For me, some of you know that I just came through a major, major surgery, and I'm just so grateful and thankful, like you said, Tiana, for the people around me and the people that have been able to do for me where I can't do for right now. So I'm so grateful and thankful for that, and thankful to be on the other side of this and moving in a positive direction. So, ladies, Michelle, Brain Hunter, New Breed. We talked about the trailer last time. Now you said you're coming to the finish line. Maybe you can give us a little, like, a Cliff Notes version of what the film is about and, you know, when is it going to be released? Give us a little background.
Yeah, okay. So, obviously, Robert Rusto is the creator, and so it started, like, a while back when the story or the concept was put together. And so it's a story about a creature in the 1980s, and he hunts brains. So, I mean, I guess there's nothing really more to say other than he does that. And if people are interested, it was a process over the past, 7 or 8 months. And it has been a very long process. But, yeah, we're coming to the end and the finish line. And when I say that, that is coming to the distribution deal, which is ultimately leading us to the streaming process. So as of right now, you know, the talks, I'm not going to say the actual months because mm-hmm. I would hate to say a time and then the goal falls through. I don't want to say that, but we'll say that it will definitely be streaming by summer of 2023 for sure.
Oh, that's great. And is there a place they can see the trailer right now or not yet?
Oh, absolutely. They can go to YouTube and they can go to DiBernardo Productions or Rustro Films, and the trailer is there. We also have it available now in closed captioning as well. So we're really excited for that. And if they want to follow the Facebook page or DiBernardoProductions.media, we'll definitely be updating people, you know, as, you know, the process happens. Obviously, we can't say too much because that's just how those NDAs are. And, yeah, but we're really, really excited to take the whole process from pre-production in February to ultimately be streaming within a year. Ava and Tiana and, you know, anybody that's in the industry knows that, like, a feature normally from pre to post to streaming could take, you know, a couple years to 10 years to never.
We focused on the couple years side, not the 10-year side.
Yeah, exactly. So I guess it just really depends on, you know, like, connections and networking in the industry and, you know, really having that push. And, you know, distribution's not easy. Like, I can tell you as a filmmaker, you know, we've made plenty of films that just sit on the shelf. But distribution has opened up and streaming platforms are going, like, in crazy right now. You know, Tubi's blossoming and there's so many things that, you know, it's crazy to say that Netflix might be surpassed in a few years by some of these mm-hmm. other streaming that are available for us filmmakers to get out there now.
Yeah, that's crazy. Well, you know, in this industry, you know, what's fresh today is obsolete tomorrow. So you just never know. You know, there's so much going on in the world right now, especially in this industry when things move so fast. So let me get this straight for our listeners. If they want to see the trailer, they can go to YouTube. Do they type in the name of the film or do they type in DiBernardo Productions? Or
either or. Brain Hunter New Breed 1987, you type it in the search engine on Google and you're going to find, you know, article after article. You know, we've really been blessed with, you know, the public being interested.
Awesome. Awesome. And Tiana, tell us a little bit about your role with DiBernardo Productions, excuse me.
So basically, Michelle, you know, does most of the producing and things like that, and we brainstorm together, and we are an amazing team. We go back and forth, you know, and for us to be, you know, 6 hours away, you'd think we were, like, sitting next to each other with the things that we come up with. So I deal with any paperwork, contracts, you know, anything on the business side that needs to get done, that needs to get handled. For instance, you know, we have our Creators Film Fest, you know, next year. And, you know, I do the process of screening the applicants, you know, along with Michelle, but, you know, we do it together. But I'm the one that, you know, will view the applications first and then, you know, well, besides, you know, the ones that went through on backstage.com, you know. But anything business related is, you know, I'm what she calls like the brains, you know, of the operation. And then Michelle is very talented. So she does a lot of the, you know, producing, production, you know, the videography, you know, things like that.
Wearing many hats, right? Like we all do. When we're making it work, you know. Tiana, tell us a little bit about your new gig here with WBNN. You're going to have your first intern show coming up, and I'm so excited and proud of you and so happy that you were able to connect with Brother O and you guys were all able to make this happen. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, I do. First, I want to say, Ava, I am so honored to have you as a friend. Ladies and gentlemen, I have to tell you a story about yesterday. So I'm going to, once I get into that, but yes, I told her I was going to tell everybody this. Ava is the reason why I'm here, okay? So before I answer any questions, I have to give honor to Ava. You know, I just feel like that's the right thing to do. Ava is an absolutely wonderful friend. I've met so many amazing people through her, and, you know, she introduced me to this station. And let me tell you how wonderful Ava is. You know, last night, you know, we're at a networking event, and, you know, those of you know, some of the struggle that Ava is dealing with now, you know, and she got up, you know, towards the food, you know, and she asked me, did I want anything, you know, and I'm like, oh, I'll get some salad. She comes back to the table and goes, oh, they didn't have that much salad. It was two pieces of lettuce. And those of you may not understand why that's so funny to me. And how I look at it is my friend wanted to make sure that she at least brought something back to me, you know. So Ava is that type of friend who just makes sure, you know, if I ask her for a favor, she tells me, what do you need so I can fit you in my schedule? You know, she's an absolutely amazing friend. And this is why I am here on WBNN. And I thank Brother O for seeing, you know, something in me that, you know, would allow him to give me the opportunity to express my voice, you know, over the airwaves. So my show is on December 1st, and I'm so excited because my special guest is the wife of Kango Kid. She's an absolutely amazing individual. You know, I chose her because of my topic of my show is going to be truth, pain, validation, and manipulation. The things that I want to share with my experiences in my life and how I've overcome a lot of things, you know, that people don't know that I went through, because I'm a type of person, you know, and a lot of my friends know this, when I go through things, you know, I'm not the type to call everybody and let them know, and, you know, I don't like to be a burden to other people. So a lot of times I keep to myself and I pull away until I come back strong, you know, because I like to be that strength to other people. So in doing that, I've learned certain things and certain behaviors that have allowed me to eliminate, you know, dealing with certain people in my circle. You know, I want to say track them, but, you know, I have such a, you know, I'm so empathetic that a lot of times, you know, I try to understand people. And in that understanding, I've caused myself so much pain and hurt in my life, you know. And I want to share with the world my experiences so that if they're going through it, they know that they're not alone and they can overcome it. And maybe they can make decisions that would better their life. Because if they listen to my voice and I say something powerful, you know, and tomorrow is a different day for them, then the rest of their life could be different. So that's what I aim to do. I aim to, my show is going to be called The Power of Thoughts. And the way that you think allows you to navigate through the world. So sometimes those thoughts need to be changed. Because if you're going in a circle and you're not going anywhere, you know what I mean? The only person that could change that is you. So a lot of times, you know what I mean, we're not open-minded about a lot of things because we're so used to doing the same thing over and over because we're so comfortable. And once you come out of that comfort zone, you have so much growth. And I want to just express myself in everything that's inside of me. I want to pour it out to the world. And I want to renew souls. That's what I want to do.
Awesome. Well, hang on to that thought. We're going to come back and talk a little bit more about that. But first, we have a track next by International Internet Radio Hall of Fame disc jockey, our own legend, Brother O.
And now this song is dedicated to all of the WBNN hosts because, Michael, I think you'd do better, you know, to explain.
Gotta love Michael McDonald. Welcome back to the Casual Chat. I'm Ava Holly, and I have to tell you that that is Brother O's dedication to all the WBNN hosts forever. So that was really cool. I love Michael McDonald. He's one of my favorites. So thank you, Brother O, for that. We have a caller in queue, so let's get to that caller. Number one, who are you? Where are you calling from?
Hey, ladies, it's Jerry Petito.
Jerry Petito, how you doing, girlfriend?
I'm doing good.
Hi,
how are you, ladies?
Good to hear your voice. I've been thinking about you a lot today. What's going on, girl?
Nothing. Well, I want to just give a shout-out to Brother O for that song as well. I mean, it's an amazing dedication, all the WBNN hosts forever from him,
yes.
Right? And yes. I love him, and I love that song. And how perfect is that for us? I mean, thank you, Brother O. Appreciate you so much. forgive me for my voice, guys. So Ava, I want to say that I feel the same way about you that Tiana said, and you already know that, and I love you.
Love you too.
And I want to say to Tiana, you are one of the most beautiful souls, beautiful women I've ever met. And I hope you know how I feel about you, because from the first moment that I met you through Ava, actually, I can't even describe to people who've never met you, just the way you look at them and say hello and hug them and just your presence in the room and your personality is glowing. And you are a beautiful person.
Thank you.
I think she gives off an energy, Jerry, just like you do and like Michelle does as well, that you can just feel, you could even feel it through the phone call, you know, and it's so nice to hear you say stuff like that. And I just love you. Talk about a woman who wears many hats and is a true entrepreneur in the business, poet, life coach, been through diseases that she's gotten herself out of through her own research and dedication. Love you so much, Jerry, and love what you bring to this. I mean, you brought me to this, which allowed me to bring Tiana to this. So thank you. We love you.
Yes. That's how it works.
I
know. I love you too, lady. I'm so happy you're here with WBNN.
Oh, I'm happy to
thank
be here
with you.
Thank
you so much for calling in. And yeah, I don't like that cough. You got something going on there, allergy or something? Get that better.
Thank you. I will. Keep me in prayer, ladies. Yes. Love you.
Love you too. Thanks, Cher. So, Tiana, I got to go back to this thing from last night for a minute. Funniest thing, because, first of all, let me give a shout-out to our networking group, SouthJerseyNetwork.com. If anybody out there is looking for any services, you can go to the website, click on the member list, and see what the members have to offer there. But we meet twice a month. Second Tuesday is a luncheon. Fourth Tuesday is like a mixer. And last night was the last mixer of the year. We don't do one in December because it's too close to Christmas. So we always do it at this beautiful restaurant in Margate, New Jersey. And it's like a really big deal. It's a lot of food. It's a lot of this, that, and the other. And, you know, it was my first night out since my surgery. So I was preparing myself all day to go out. And of course, after I'm there for an hour, I got totally wiped out. However, I did stay till almost the end, and then I kind of hobbled out. But anyway, when I got to the salad that Tiana asked me to get her, there was only 5 pieces of salad left on the plate. And there's like now a line forms behind me. So I'm like, all right. So I get 2 pieces of salad so that somebody else could have a piece of salad.
You really did,
I did put other stuff on the plate, but it was hysterical. Yes. When we got back and we took all the stuff off the plate that we were sharing, there's left 2 pieces of salad.
Yeah, it was so funny. We were taking turns on, like, I got her food and then she was getting up to go say hi to everybody. So, you know, but I just, you know, people might look at that, I'm like, why would you bring it back too? But no, I just know who Ava is. And Ava is the type of person who will, I kid you not, and when I say this, I mean this literally, not figuratively. Ava is the type of person that, and hopefully she's never in this position because I would make sure of it, but if she had a hot dog and, you know, that's the only thing she has to eat all day and she had nothing else and she saw you were hungry, she'd still share it with you. Or she'd figure out, she'd give you the whole hot dog and, you know, figure out what else she could do. She might say, oh, you can have it. I have some crackers at home. I'll be okay. That is who Ava is. And I am, like, so blessed to have her in my life. She's absolutely changed my life. I can always count on her. I can absolutely always count on her. And I will forever appreciate this woman. And I'm so thankful because I gained another family, WBNN family. I love all of you guys. If you're listening, I think you guys are all amazing, you know, and I hope that you achieve all of the goals that you want to achieve, you know, not even just on the radio, just in your personal lives. And I really mean that, you know, from the bottom of my heart, even for you, Ava, definitely.
Well, thank you so much for the kind words. You know, I got to say that if you're part of WBNN or even if you're just listening tonight, you got to check out the other shows because the topics run from A to Z, and there is so much, like Tiana said, that you can gain not just from listening to a radio show, yet life experiences, life knowledge, different things that are happening in the world, all the way down to our love fest over salad. It's just an amazing experience, and what Brother O has put together is not short of a miracle. It's like astonishing because, excuse me, it hasn't been that many years, and he's built such a great dynasty, as he calls it, and we just love it. And thank you, Jerry, for introducing me so I'm able to introduce other people to WBNN. And Michelle, we got to get you in this love fest. I got to talk about you because I met you through Tiana at an event initially, and we just became fast friends. Like, we just hit it off right away, and you know, we don't live near each other yet now, you know, that doesn't matter. Yet when we first met, you know, it was just like we knew each other. Like, we just pick up where we left off, you know. And then when I saw you at the DistroFest, you know, shout out to Rob, it was just like, again, we picked up where we left off. So, you know, throw your two cents in on all this love going on here tonight.
Absolutely. I mean, we went back to when, of course, Tiana called me last minute and brought me on during COVID, I think it was, with New York Fashion Week, or maybe it was before. It was before COVID. And it was way before COVID.
Yeah,
anyways.
Before COVID, for sure. Yep.
Because I was getting confused because obviously seeing you again at New York Fashion Week multiple times. But, yeah. So before COVID, and Tiana called last minute, there was like a host and she had an opportunity, and you know, she's the business lady and I'm the personality, I guess, her face. She called and, you know, blessed me with an opportunity. I was blessed to meet so many amazing people like Samina and yourself, and you know, we clicked from there. And you know, I think obviously we all have great big personalities that kind of mesh. And you know, like you said, you know, once we all met, it was like a connection. And just because we're so far away, that doesn't mean anything, you know, with the world today and the internet, and you know, everybody can stay connected and we can see what's going on. We don't have to talk every day, but you know, when we do talk, we catch up and we watch each other on social media, and it's great. So yeah. Definitely seeing you, you know, at DistroFest was amazing because that was after COVID, you know, and it had been so long. We've been cooped up, so it's nice to be out again, and I love hearing about you and Tiana and the networking events. Might have to pop up to one of those for sure.
Thank you for all that input. Excuse me, Michelle. Before we get to another track, I just want to give a shout out to our international designer, excuse me, Samina Mughal. She was also, she has gone through the same surgery that I have gone through. We were diagnosed at the same week, which is like freaking crazy. And anyway, she is also home recuperating, and she is one of the top designers of Dallas. She was on Good Morning Dallas as one of the top five designers. She has now moved back to New Jersey, and she will be hoping to get New York Fashion Week off in her realm of February 2023. So hopefully we will all be together there. And if you're interested in more about New York Fashion Week and what's going on in February, you know, reach out to one of us here tonight. I am hoping to get Samina on the casual chat in January so she can talk about what's coming up for February. So little shout out to our very dear friend, Samina Mughal, and all my best for her speedy recovery as well. So right now, we got a track coming up by International Internet Radio Hall of Fame disc jockey legend, Brother O.
Ooh. No, no. waves in ocean of tears. Told myself time and again, this time I'm gonna win. But another fight, things ain't right, I'm gonna lose again. Takes a fool to lose twice, start all over again. I think I'm gonna let it go. Yeah, baby, looks like another lucky KO. I think I better let it go. Cool, looks like another lucky KO. Tried to take control of love, love took control of me. Cause you lose all thoughts of sense of time and change your mind. Taking the bumps and bruises of a two-time loser. Trying to hold on, the faith is gone. Just another sad song. So sad, my baby. Like another lucky KO. What you think now, baby? Yeah, I think I better let go. Looks like another lucky KO. Tried to take control of love, love took control of me. Cause you lose all thoughts, sense of time, and you change your mind. Taking the bumps and bruises, two-time loser. I'm trying to hold on, faith is gone. Just another sad song. Think I'm a, yeah. Like another lucky KO. Yeah, 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 yeah. Think I'm better.
To the casual chat. I'm Ava Holly. There is still time to join us and call us at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. And speaking of that, we have a caller waiting patiently in queue. Hello, caller. Who are you? Where are you calling from?
Peace and blessings, Ava, and peace and blessings to your guests.
Welcome, welcome. who do I have the pleasure of speaking with, although I think I can recognize your voice, but tell us, tell the world.
Yes. Hi, my sister. I'm Bessie, Mr. Bessie the Truther. I'm your fellow host, and I'm enjoying your show on women entrepreneurs. I wanted to bring up Madam C.J. Walker, one of the first black women that started her own business, and another, Mary Kay and Tupperware. Now, I was affiliated with the Tupperware, you know, but when I go back to C.J. Walker and I look at Mary Kay and Tupperware, they were similar in promoting their products. And they did very well from when I was young, and I participated in them. Do you know about these three entrepreneur women that had these products, ladies?
Well, first of all, Sister Bessie the Truther, I thought it was you when I heard your beautiful, smooth voice. And I've told you this before, that we have a connection because my grandmother's name was Bessie. But now we have another connection because I met Mary Kay. I was involved with the company for 7 years, and I was also an executive manager with Tupperware for 17 years, and earned the car, all that good stuff. And just the only reason why I left Tupperware was because I wanted to get back into my roots in the entertainment business, which I missed so much. Yet I always felt like I was on stage in Tupperware anyway. But I always find it funny because I sold Tupperware for 17 years, and my husband still walks into the kitchen where we are loaded with Tupperware and says, "Honey, do we have a bowl?" I'm like, "Are you kidding me?" But anyway, I did not know about C.J. Walker, though I'm going to look her up because I found that other lady from Nigeria just popped up when I was looking up women entrepreneurs. So go ahead. Is there something else you wanted to add?
Yes. Madam C.J. Walker, she created a hair system for black females, because a lot of the females, their hair was coming out and they were turning bald, and she created that, and then she recruited other women to promote the products, and she became a millionaire back during that time. But I just wanted to mention that because a lot of us may have inventions in our minds and things like that, and we do not know how to begin to get help with those inventions. It's like in my situation, I created a antiviral tea, and the tea has 12 plants in it. And people, try to ask me what I put in it once they use it, but I won't tell them. But one day I was sitting on the side of the bed, and the creator gave me those herbs to put together. But I know that in the industry today, they don't want us to use herbal plants. They want us to use medication. But I just wanted to mention that. And ladies, I want to thank you for what you're doing and the subject you're speaking on, and I thank you, Ava, and I'm so glad your health is getting better, and I send my love and prayers to all of you.
Thank you so much.
Yes, my show is December the 9th, the Front Porch with Sister Bessie.
Sister Bessie, I want to know, how could I support you and, you know, buy some of your teas that you make, because I'm really into that.
I would like to buy some also.
Yeah, it's kind of difficult, but next month I'm going to put out my Gmail and something else so people, because, you know, I'm not used to doing the internet. I'm not too internet literate, you know. Mm-hmm.
Are you on Facebook at all?
So it's kind of difficult for me.
Are you on Facebook at all?
Am I what?
Are you on Facebook?
No.
No. Okay. So you'll have to reach out to us to let us know how we can support you and help spread the word for your teas and possibly get some teas ourselves.
Oh, okay.
So I'd be willing to help you.
I'll try to give the information out next month on my show.
Thank you, sister.
I love you.
Love you. Thank you so much for calling in. We really appreciate you. All right. Are we there?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm. Okay. Yes,
all right. I thought I lost the call. It was so quiet. And let me tell you, there's no way that Tiana or Michelle or myself are that quiet. So we have to all tune in to Sister Bessie's show on December 9th. We forgot to ask Jerry when her next show is. However, she was on last week, the Tuesday before my show. So she would be 4 weeks from that. So you guys can do the math. So, Michelle, let's talk a little bit more about your movie. Tell me what, like, you know, now that you're coming to the finish line with it, what's, like, the most exciting part for you that's going to happen now? You know, what are you looking forward to next, like, right next?
That everybody can, like, everybody involved from all the different areas can finally be able to see it because, as you know, like, in the industry, you normally have, like, a cast and crew screening, and with people being from California, you know, there's not always everybody can come, and there was, you know, people mm-hmm. from Arizona, New York City, and, you know, Pennsylvania, other areas, which makes it difficult, you know, to fly in and whatever. So now everybody can see it. So that's super, super exciting. And, of course, you know, for the world to see it, you know, because streaming is so large. It's not, you know, just like, you know, it's next level, definitely.
Are you thinking of having any, like, in-person VIP screenings, like maybe a small one in New York, a small one in California? I mean, are you thinking of doing that?
I mean, I guess that's kind of going to be up to distribution, whether they want to do a theatrical. I really don't think that's the way they're gearing because the way they've talked with us is, you know, they really want to go with the Avid and the other streaming platforms, you know, like I mentioned before, you know, there's, you know, Tubi is booming. Obviously, Netflix is the goal. Netflix and Hulu are the only ones that actually license your film. So those are the two ultimate goals, you know. But you never know because the other streaming platforms that don't license are surpassing some of the ones that do. It's just, you know, it really depends on your film. So I guess if they're getting a really good response, yes, there could be some theatrical distribution. But I think just overall in the industry, theaters and theatrical distribution, drive-ins, you're going to see them die down tremendously just like cable networks are.
Right, right. You know, but I if that were me, I would really put in a good word for doing just a small, even a handful of VIP screening because not only can you promote the heck out of each one, you have all the VIPs that you invite, even if it's like a dozen, you know, all reaching out to their social networks, you know, only uplifting the streaming process because I think that has to go hand in hand. You know what I mean? I mean, I know everyone's looking for that, just do it on streaming and just this, that, and the other, but there's different audiences that can be reached by taking some different roads. You know what I mean? So I would be a proponent of, you know, hey, I was invited to this exclusive event. You know, now you're going to tell so-and-so and you're going to tell so-and-so and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, I absolutely agree. It grows the following, and it definitely gets it out there. I think it's just once a independent film when it's on a smaller budget, unless you have the budget to do it, it is an investment. You know, for theatrical distribution, if you're going to do it on your own. So you really do need that push from your distribution company. And I guess it really depends on the film, and it's hard because our film is, you know, a lower budget. And when I say lower budget, you know, like $100,000 is a low budget film. And but really you want to recoup those fees as well. So it's on the like line producing budgeting side, it's hard, you know, because we did have a cast and crew screening and we did have a drive-in premiere. However, that was donated to charity.
Right. I remember
so
that. Yep.
It's hard to, you know, like you really, it would be great. You know, like I definitely think Atlantic City or like, you know, some other areas would be really nice.
Right.
New York City. But yeah.
But you could get a lot of those things comped too, you know. It's I think it's good because you can leverage your dollar wise by getting to the right people to come and see the screening, you know what I mean? And I think if you were to do that in Atlantic City, there are some big wigs you could get to take part in that, and we could talk more after, but anyway, it's just a thought about, you know, leveraging that budget to get as many eyeballs as you can to help spread the word. You know what I mean?
Of course. And there is definitely, I think we could probably do like private VIP screening, you know, smaller theatrical type of thing. Not on the public level just because of, you know, contract.
Right. It would have to be smaller, private, and then, you know, those people will be spreading the word, as I was saying before. Okay, let's get into another track. We will continue with those thoughts right after a track by International Internet Radio Hall of Fame disc jockey legend, Brother O.
You don't know my kind in you.
Welcome back to the WBNN. I'm Ava Holly with the Casual Chat, and we are talking with women entrepreneurs, women in business, wearing many hats in the entertainment industry, with Michelle DiBernardo of DiBernardo Productions, with Tiana Speaks, hosting her first intern show on December 1st with the WBNN. So exciting, so exciting. So, Brother O, I know you're hanging there in the wings. I got to ask you, before we wind up being gone out of time, what are you thankful for this year, my brother?
Well, first of all, I'm really thankful for my son being in college at the University of California at Berkeley, and being a, you know, a apprentice chef working at the San Francisco Hilton. And I'm very proud of his dissertation now. He will start December the 18th at the Hyatt Regency in San Francisco. That's where I'm most proud of, my son. You know what I mean? And you know, that's what it's all about. You know, that's what it's all about. You know, raising a kid up and, you know, a beautiful child. What can I say, man? I'm real proud of that. More than anything else, period.
That is so great. Nice to hear from you, and thank you for coming on with that. I wanted to make sure we got that in. So going back to you, Michelle, with your movie, so exciting. Make sure you reach out to us. I know Tiana's on board with all of the things going on the other side of it. However, we want to make sure when the time is right, we can spread the word via our social media and all that good stuff for you. So make sure you're, you know, staying in touch with us to make that happen. Tiana, tell us a little bit more about the guest you're going to have on your show on December 1st, because I think when you said the first part of it, I didn't quite catch it, and maybe I'm not the only one. I mean, I think I know the artist you're talking about has passed away. So can you just give us a little bit on that?
Okay. So Tajiri is basically the wife of Kango Kid, who was part of UTFO. She's originally from Brooklyn, New York, and she moved to Staten Island when she was 9 years old. And she used to hang out with members of the Wu-Tang Clan. And her sister and her, which is, she's known as Double Mint, they dance for Shaheen and the Rugged Child, which is the youngest member of the clan. She went to Cali with Shaheen to seal the deal with Virgin Records in August of 1992. And when she came back, she started her freshman year of college. She went to Morgan State University from 92 to 95. And her senior year, she left and came home to start the correction. She was a correction officer at the age of 21. She worked for 20 years as an officer, and she retired 7 years ago. And after retiring, she went back to Morgan to give them one more semester that she owed and finished up her bachelor's in the spring of 2018, you know, and she started her master's program. She's basically, right now, she's pursuing her doctorate in community college leadership and urban education, and she has four daughters, you know, and she is absolutely amazing soul. When you talk to her, or you call in and you press that one and you talk to her, I guarantee you she's going to touch your soul, and that is why I chose her. Our conversations, I had a conversation with her just either, it was yesterday or the day before yesterday, and I kid you not, our conversation was like we were on the radio, you know. She was also, you know, a dancer, you know, the Fourth MDs, you know. And she has a lot of history that I want her to share, so I don't want to give everything, you know.
Sure.
The thing that I'm sorry, go ahead. Did you say something?
I said sure.
Okay. So there's a lot of things that I want her to share. I just wanted to give you like a little personal background, you know. But there's a lot of other things, you know. She's been in the public eye, you know. So I want her to be able to express herself, you know, in the way that, you know, you know, present herself to the world, you know, for the first time on my show. So I don't want to give too much information, but I just wanted to give that little bit of information, like a personal thing. You know, normally we go through so many, we tell everyone what a person did, you know, that's well known, but this is just like a little bit of a personal background. But this lady, I'm telling you, she's like, I swear, it's like her soul is magic. Everything that I feel, like, she aligns with my beliefs. And something, you know, I just felt God was talking to me and told me to choose her, you know, for the topics that I want to put out there. And her and I also spoke about something else, which I won't say because, you know, it's going to be on the show. We had similar experiences through our life, you know, and we definitely, you know, related to each other, you know. And the funny thing is, I knew that Kengo passed away, but I couldn't remember exactly when. I knew it was last year. It's almost been a year. And December 18th is when he passed away. And the reason why also we're doing a tribute to him is because, I kid you not, this is the honest truth. My friend, that was his best friend. And, you know, when I see the pain in my friend's eyes from losing Kengo, it hurts my heart, you know. And I wanted to do something to show him I care. And I also wanted to do something for her because that was her husband. When I spoke, when I met her for the first time, I saw the pain in her eyes. And I said, just can I give you a hug? And we hugged and, you know, I teared up and, you know, I felt her pain, you know, and I'm glad to be able to give her voice. She wants to not think about the sadness. She wants to celebrate all the happy moments. And me choosing her was right in line with what she wanted to do. And I didn't know this, you know. I did not know this. I didn't know the date that he died. But she is, I guarantee you, when you listen to her and listen to her speak, you know, you are going to be amazed at this lady. She is a powerhouse, full of information. And I also chose her because she said one thing to me. I was dealing with a difficult situation, and I had a really, 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 really rough situation I dealt with last year. Not many people know about it, but it was one of the toughest times in my life. And up until part of this year, I think I fully, you know, I guess, got through it. And thinking about these things in the moment, I shared a little bit with her, and she said one line to me that will stay with me for the rest of my life. And I feel like your words have power and your thoughts have power. That's why the show is, the, you know.
Yep.
Yes. The,
yep,
the power,
that's
of thought,
so true.
You know? So
yep.
It's like,
and I got to tell you, I'm excited because my hometown is Brooklyn. And we left there when I was 12 to move to the Jersey Shore, more in the Toms River area. But I just keep moving further south. I became friendly later on with a producer in New York and someone who has been involved with the Velvet Underground and things that were a little bit before in the 80s. But I'm learning more stuff being outside of Brooklyn, because like I said, we left there when I was 12, but I'm familiar with the Force MDs and familiar with a lot of things that came out of Brooklyn. And now Brooklyn is such an interesting place right now that, you know, it's going to be interesting to hear what she has to say. So let me get into another track from our brother O. So we got a track coming up next by Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting legend, Brother O.
The day I saw somebody who looked
Welcome back to the Casual Chat. I'm Ava Holly, and we have another caller on the line, caller 4 in the queue, waiting patiently. Hi, caller. Who are you? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Ava. How are you?
How are you? Who is this?
Oh, this is Antonia Bass, and I'm calling from
Philadelphia. Hi. I didn't recognize your voice, but now that you mention it, I can hear it.
It's okay. I really have the privilege of just knowing that you have another person, the young lady who sound like she's very, very supportive of all the things and the deeds that the person who passed the information down. I did not get to hear what her name was and the basis of her mentioning all of those wonderful things about her, but you know, she couldn't have been on a better show. And I will tell you, Ava, you are so blessed to be able to have your show on the night before Thanksgiving, because you are inspiring me while I'm prepping the items given holiday. And you've always been such a delightful, positive person. And it is wonderful just to be able to show tonight. And thank you, young lady. Didn't know her by name. But it's just nice to hear that you don't forget to look back and give back. And given the woman her accolades, she must have been a blessed person just like you. Thank you, Ava, and you have a wonderful
Thank you so
day.
Much. Thank you for calling
Thank
in.
You,
it's
you.
Such a pleasure to hear your voice.
Thank you.
Take care, and we hope to hear you again soon, and have a wonderful turkey day. So Tiana, so you're getting ready for your first intern show. How do you feel about that? Are you nervous? You shouldn't be nervous by now because you've been, I think, on every show so far.
No, I'm not actually. I'm going to be honest with you. You know how I am, Ava. You know you've met me from the very beginning. I never like talking. You know, I like, so speaking in a public place.
But you're
you know,
so good at
people,
it.
Well, here's the thing, right? Since I was younger, you know, I never liked public speaking. I never, just on the spotlight. But naturally, I could speak. So there could be a group of people and I could be at the table and I've never felt uncomfortable. But you know, you've been with me where I'm like, I don't want to talk. Can you, you know, even on the boat ride, you know, I never speak or I never do anything. But honestly, some of that is discernment because sometimes, you know, if my spirit is telling me to stay quiet, you know, and a lot of people don't understand that about me. So sometimes, you know, not everybody is supposed to know who I am. You know, so sometimes it's that. Sometimes it's, you know, I'm not going to lie. There's times I've been very nervous. But I will say, I'm going to tell you the two people who are influential to me when it comes to me speaking, you know, on the radio right now, and I want the entire world to hear this, the 18 million listeners, I'm going to say something about you first. When I was on the radio show with Rob Swartz, you know, when I asked him to come on your show, you know, and I was really nervous. So I didn't speak that much, you know, and I watched you and I saw that, you know, you had your notes and things like that, and that's what helped. Brother O had me call in all the time, which got me really comfortable. So I just feel different even in speaking, and WBNN feels like home. So it's just like being in your house and talking to your family. So it's easy for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I have something I want to say to you, and it's very important. And I want everyone at home to hear this. I want to congratulate you, Ava Holly, you know, on your WBNN all-time connection record with your fifth and all-time with the historic Darlene Lawrence Championship honoring our late Hall of Famer. What do you think about that, Ava? Congratulations.
That's amazing. Thank you so much for that. Thank you, guys. That's amazing.
Yes, and you are amazing.
Thank you for sharing that with us. Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
Yes.
That's crazy. I'm loving it. And I got to tell you that I've learned that just as you're learning what works best for you and following your gut and your intuition, which I talk about a lot, is that I work best off the energy of other people, off the conversation. Mm-hmm. What I keep in front of me is bullet points just so I don't forget something. And I constantly do that because sometimes you'll just get off on a tangent and then just forget to mention or talk about or pick up or, you know, something that you really wanted to discuss. So, you know, that may be something for you to just, you know, work on with yourself, because I just keep like bullet points in front of me, unless it's something scripted that I know I need to say every time, you know, and I want it to be the same every time. Other than that, I work best off the top of my head. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, that's not me. You know, in an extent, it depends. Like this conversation, you know, I don't have anything written down because, you know, we know each other, we have conversations. So, you know, I'm answering off the top of my head too. Like everything I said, even about my radio show, none of that just came off the top, you know. So some things, you know, I can do that. But, you know, if it's something I really want to get out, because sometimes you express yourself, you may not get everything out. So I actually do bullet points, you know, and I don't write entire paragraphs out because I can feed off of each bullet point, you know, and that works best for me. And I learned that. But I will say, and Brother O, I know you're listening, you know, I love you and I thank you for having me call in, because the level of comfort that I have, you know, I said no to a lot of other places about shows and radio shows a lot of times. Not because I didn't want to do it. I just didn't feel ready. And it was the, you know, sometimes the nerves and things like that. But the host, if you're listening, let me tell you something. You guys are all amazing. And I just felt at home. I felt like I came home, turned the, you know, fireplace on and got warm and cozy with, you know, some hot chocolate. And, you know, kicked my feet up. That's what it feels like when I'm talking.
Wait, I got it. Warm and cozy with Ngozi.
I like that.
All right,
that.
Girl.
Brother, oh, you got to say let, that. You got to come on. What you think about that? You got to come on.
Well, first of all, I love it. I love the fact that warming, you know, and cozy with Ngozi. I like that. And we got another caller that wants to come on and talk tonight. And they've been very, very patient. So let's get them. Carla, you're live right now with Ava Holly and the Casual Chat.
Hey, y'all. This is Angela.
Hello. Hello. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm just sitting here just listening. I'm just sitting here listening. Tiana, like Brother O, do. He make it seem like it's just so... he make it seem so easy, and I'm so thankful because I never thought that this would be me. You talk about a country girl from one way in, one way out street from the country, a place that people never, I think nobody's never heard of me, and he gave me an opportunity to share and to do this, and you talk about now, almost 3 years now. May will be 3 years for me. I never thought I would be doing this. I remember coming on the network. It was right under 2 million. I think we was right under 2 million. We was like 1.something million. And I remember conversations that Brother O had, you know, talks that we had as family. You know, he would have a conference call, a video conference call. It's just the family atmosphere, and he make it seem so easy, and I thank him. The other hosts, you know, we've had hosts that have came and gone, but for the ones that have toughed it out and are still here, you know, that truly speaks volumes, because it's not one or two of us. It's in the double figures, the ones that are hanging around. So it tells you that he's doing something and he's pouring something into us. And there's something that we are resonating with. And I'm thankful for that. I am truly enjoying this on tonight. And Tiana, welcome to the family. You know, I enjoyed you calling in. And you know, I thought you was already part of the family because you called, you called in more than some of the hosts. So
right,
I thank
yeah.
you. And welcome to the family.
Angela,
like,
look what you have done.
Tonight is just, it's just amazing. Ava, thank you for this. And I tell you, I'm grateful. You know, it's amazing that we're having this show the night before a lot of us going to celebrate Thanksgiving. And just tonight reminds people that every day should be a day of Thanksgiving. Every day you should be thankful for something.
Yes.
And I am truly thankful for WBNN. I'm thankful for the host. And I'm thankful for all of those that tune in to us each and every night, because it's those that tune in each and every night because there's something that they want to hear from each and every one of these hosts, and it brings them back each and every night. So I'm grateful. And when you say, do this come off the top of our head? Oh, yeah, it did. But just sitting listening to y'all, it just made me want to get on and share tonight. Brother O, I love you, and thank you for the opportunity. Again, Tiana, welcome to the family. Ava, I love you. And I'm
love
grateful
you too. Look what you, look what you have done. You're one of the first shows that I listened to when I was an intern myself. And I thank you for all that you give to us. And it's just a blessing to have you calling in here tonight. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I'd like to say something.
Thank you.
I just want to say something to Angela before she goes. Angela, I appreciate your kind words. And I listen to every single person's show, every single night, you know, even the times maybe wasn't in a, you know, quiet environment, so I couldn't press one, but I listen every single night. But I want to say, you know, you said you were here for 3 years and you were at 2.1 million. And I don't know if you realize, if you've been here for 3 years, you were part of that growth. You know, all the hosts that were here were part of that growth. And I want to thank each and every one of you for growing it to what it is. Not only because I love WBNN, I care about all of you guys. And, you know, I am absolutely proud to be, you know, a part of this family because you guys paved the way for me, and I will always be appreciative for that. So I wanted you to know that, and everybody listening that is a part of WBNN, and I think the listeners too. And Ava, thank you 100% for introducing me to this wonderful family. And Brother O, thank you for giving me the opportunity to, you know, what I want to do and change lives. You know, I knew that I was going to do this since I was a kid. I didn't know how and I didn't know when, but I'm glad that I ended up here and this is where I chose my home to be, you know, my first choice. So
I'm
happy to be
here. Everything leads you to where you are. We have one more caller in queue before we get our final thoughts in. So can we get that last caller on, Brother O? Who are you? Where are you calling from?
I'm not sure if you're talking to me. I'm listening in right
yeah,
now.
Yeah. We are talking to you.
We are talking to you, right. Babe.
Hi, Matthew.
Right, hi, how are you? This is Madigan, Tiana's friend. I tuned in a couple of days ago when you were playing the Cab Calloway and the Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, and all of that. So I figured I'd tune in again. I spoke to Tiana earlier, and she said, check out the show. I tuned in. However, I had to move in and out of my room, so I didn't catch on to everything. But I was catching on at the end about, like, when you were talking about Tiana brought up the Kango Kid's wife, and you were talking about Brooklyn as well. And it made me reflect for a second, and I said, like, I never thought about how much changed in such a short period of time, especially in the music industry and how it was affected by hip-hop, because it was really only about a little over a decade. I thought for a second, I'm thinking it was only like maybe 10 years, really. If you think, like, Roxanne, and On the Way to Heaven, like those songs that UTFO came out with, and Roxanne and that whole era with, like, Slick Rick and Dougie Fresh coming out, that was, like, what, 1984, 85? 86, and then in like 10 years, it goes from that to Biggie Smalls, Jay-Z, and the combination of the hip-hop merging with the R&B with the remixes and Destiny's Child coming in and all of that, it's like so unbelievable that much has happened in such a short period of time. I mean, people went from like rocking, the Kango and the Shell Top Adidas and the Suede Pumas to being in like music videos and $400,000 cars, wearing platinum jewelry in like 10 years. It's really, really, I don't know what word to use. Boggling, but it's crazy, and I really love this show because you have a lot of important information on here, especially like there's certain times where you'll speak about each artist that's being played, and there are things that I never even thought too much about, like when you were talking about Frank Sinatra's relationship with Quincy Jones.
Right.
I never even knew that. Quincy Jones is one of my favorite producers. I know he does like composing and conducting as well, but I really love your show a lot. Yeah, I love your show a lot.
Thank you.
I appreciate
that. Thank you, Matt, so much for calling in and giving us your thoughts on that, because it's wild. You know, sometimes you'll just hear something that clicks and you're like, wow, I didn't even put that together, you know, and it's right there. So, thank you. Really appreciate you.
Thank you, Matthew.
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. We want to get some final thoughts before we get to Ngozi time. So, Tiana, just tell us how people could reach you and, anything just last minute you'd like to say, and we will get to Ngozi time next.
Yes. If you'd like to reach me regarding anything related to the Bernardo Productions, you can email me at dpnyapply@gmail.com. My show is December 1st at 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. And my guest will be the wife of Kango Kid. And what I want to say to all the listeners is, you know, if you're having a troubling time, but no matter what you're going through, keep your head up and, you know, believe that you're going to get through it. And I hope that you all will tune in, because I hope that I can give you something that propels you forward in life and get you over that hurdle, because I have an amazing friend by my side every single day. The times in my life that it's just like, you know, all the hurtful times that I've had, you know, that's the person who kept me believing and, you know, that there's good people out there, you know, so I never stopped believing that. And how can I not believe that when I'm one myself, you know? So I just encourage you to keep your head up, you know, just it's okay to, you know, it's okay to cry. It's okay to, you know, just, you know, let your pain out. Don't hold it in. And one day you will wake up and you won't feel that anymore. And I hope that for you, and I pray for that for you.
Well, thank you so much, Tiana. Thank you for being a wonderful guest and wonderful friend. Michelle, final thoughts from you, and where can people reach you?
Obviously, everybody have a super amazing Thanksgiving. I thank you always, Ava, for having us. Tiana, appreciate you very much. And if anybody wants to follow us, dbernardoproductions.media. And if they want to check out Brain Hunter New Breed 1987, they can go to YouTube to watch the trailer, subscribe, or follow the Facebook page.
All right. Well, thank you so much, ladies. We are going to get to Ngozi time, your mother and father's favorite producer and our commissioner. Welcome.
I keep forgetting when
All right, all right. And what more can I say that had already been said tonight? It's wonderful to have another championship under the belt. Now, understand this, y'all. This is the fourth consecutive Connection Record Championships we've had this week. With Chinchilla, me, of course, you know, on Monday night. I got to say that, right? And then Tara Strength, you know, the International Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting Enshrani Elect, and then Ava Holly. What more can we say? Tomorrow night, can we do five? We'll see. With E. Davis and Strictly Business right here on The Story, The Dynasty. That is WBNN. We have advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're at Pinterest and Instagram and Twitter at Ngozi _time. All of Dudley Malay Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, or one for program tonight? Oh, late day lay. That goes with my at gmail.com. And I am the mentor, Messiah. Your mother and father's favorite. Do so, all of Dudley Malay Ngozi saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio. That's the person of the conversations tonight. And now back to the wonderful Ava Holly.
Thank you so much, Brother O. Thank you, Tiana. Thank you, Michelle. I would like to wish everybody a happy, healthy, and safe Thanksgiving holiday tomorrow. For those of you celebrating, enjoy yourselves. I am looking forward to the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade and the National Dog Show. And now that I own a retired show dog, I am really looking forward to seeing the dog show. I love that. So thank you all. Have a blessed night. Have a blessed day tomorrow. And we will see you again in 4 weeks. Good night.